USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Major General Hank Taylor from the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the evacuation flights out of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan have resumed.
Aircraft availability is not an issue. We intend to maximize each plane's capacity. We're prioritizing the evacuation of people above all else, and we're focused on doing this as safely as possible with a great sense of urgency.
President Biden made a pledge.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
He says so far there's no signs of resistance.
We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through.
This man waiting outside the airport made this plea for help.
We've been in contact. The crowd is just crazy. No one is helping. And I don't know if this keeps going, no one will get help.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden is still getting criticism over his handling of the exodus in Afghanistan. USA's Lance Pry reports.
The Taliban just inherited a massive new war chest, complete with U.S.-made Humvees, planes, machine guns, and drones. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast on Fox News says Biden needs to resign.
Now the Taliban being the most well-armed Taliban, we don't know what surface-to-air assets that they're going to be moving thousands of people out via aircraft, right? They're not putting them out on boats. So what the capabilities do they now have to shoot those out of the skies? We're moving thousands of out of there. You know, I hope when President Biden comes on TV, he gives us a resignation because he's going to face, let's say, 15 to 60,000 counts of endangerment of everybody over there. And, you know, let's call this for what it is. This is probably about day 7 of the Afghanistan hostage crisis.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A federal appeals court kept in place the Biden administration's recent eviction moratorium. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia rejected an effort by Alabama and Georgia, which sought to evacuate a ruling by a lower court, preserving the moratorium. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration was pleased with the court's ruling. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued the targeted moratorium for communities experiencing high transmission of COVID-19 through October 3rd. Under the moratorium, tenants living in counties that improve their COVID-19 rates and do not experience substantial high transmission for 14 days will lose their protection, while tenants in areas where case rates increase can gain protection. A previous eviction ban imposed by the CDC expired at the end of July after being in place for more than a year. President Biden said the new eviction ban would give states more time to distribute rental assistance that's still unused. Tropical Storm Henri, which is forecast to become a hurricane, moved over the North Atlantic toward the northeastern states. A hurricane warning was in effect for the south shore of Long Island. Storm surge, tropical storm, and hurricane watches are also in effect for the region. Henri is the eighth named storm of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.